Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, this is probably pretty obvious to you all now, but I was kind of a weird kid in high school. I was really into all sorts of church stuff, delving into philosophical discussions about various topics, and reading the Bible all the time. I suppose you have to be a little weird, right, if you're going to end up being a pastor these days. But I didn't know that back then. My journey of taking the road less traveled began from a young age. Several different markers along the way that should have helped me realize how weird I was. I was oblivious to this fact at the time. Now, one of these markers of weirdness was my interest in our first lesson for today. That's right. As a high school student, I was overly preoccupied with a passage from Ezekiel 33, which describes the prophet as a sentinel who was to warn the Israelites of their coming destruction at the hands of the Babylonians. And if he did not, their blood would be on his hands. As a young man seeing church leadership in my future, feeling a strong pull to evangelize the world, I interpreted that this was a call to me personally, this passage. That's right. I was worried about Babylonians invading Iowa at any moment, and it was my job to sound the alarm. Just kidding. The Babylonians are a friendly empire now. Sarcasm aside, I interpreted that Christians are like the sentinel in the passage. We are to call everyone we know to convert and live righteously. Otherwise, we would face the onslaught of evil that Satan means to bring against the world. An onslaught that we rightly deserve as sinful people. I saw the sentinel as the Christian messenger calling to all unfaithful people saying, "Repent or die." Only at the time I was all Iowa nice, so it would be more like, "You know, you should really consider practicing your faith more because, you know, bad things can happen." I had to culturally translate that for you. In my own kind of spiritual psychosis, I obsessed over this call to convert the world, beginning with my peers in high school. I was kind of like Martin Luther, obsessively confessing his mild sins hour after hour, never feeling satisfied with his spiritual pursuits, because there was no end to his seeking. I really believed that the salvation of everyone that I knew was up to my ability to, quote, save them. And that my cowardice to engage people in my school was like the sentinel failing to blow the trumpet as the empire approached to sack the city. Now, even worse, my failure to warn the people of their coming doom bore with it eternal consequences. The people that Ezekiel was to warn would suffer mortal death at the hands of their invaders if he didn't warn them. But the people that I failed to warn would suffer eternal death. Heavy burden to bear as a teenager. Of course, it's no wonder that I believed that way back then. Though my family and I had always attended a Lutheran church when I was growing up, Lutherans by no means corner the market on popular Christian messaging anymore. Even in a town that was as Iowegian as mine was. I listened to Christian music, was part of non-Lutheran youth groups, and heard all sorts of biblical interpretations that would lead a high school student like me to think that the point of a passage like this was that it was up to me to save everyone, and everyone I knew, or they would perish and perish forever. I remember one Christian song that was popular back in the early 2000s. Maybe some of you have heard it. And one which I think kind of represents and amplifies my concerns. It was the Casting Crowns song, "If We Are the Body." And the chorus line goes like this. If we are the body, why aren't his arms reaching? Why aren't his hands healing? Why aren't his words teaching? It was a good song with lyrics that are not only biblical, they're convicting. We are the body, right? We are the sentinel that needs to make Christ known to the world. It is up to us to get people saved. A message confirmed and reaffirmed by my evangelical friends who would proudly proclaim that they had saved so-and-so or brought this many people to Christ and so on and so forth. In their minds, it was they who did the saving. Certain souls would not perish eternally because they had gotten them to make a personal commitment to Christ. And it was up to these acquaintances of mine, and it was these acquaintances of mine who had saved them. So again, I read and contemplated this passage and started to think, it is up to me to save my friends and family and everyone I know. If these other Christian friends that I know are out there saving people, then I got to get my act together and get after it too. So I tried. I had some success and some crushing failures when I tried to save souls. A big old endeavor that I'm now ashamed of. You see, in my spiritual psychosis of the time, I believed the false messages that other Christians told me when they said that they saved people. I did not have the wherewithal to stop and think, wait a minute, isn't it Jesus who saves? Why would I ever think that saving people is up to me? If salvation is truly found in Christ alone, it can never be found in Christ's incessant ability to convert people. If only I'd gone to seminary before high school. Jesus was not waiting on my ability to be cool or play the perfect worship song at just the right volume or something like that in order to bring people to faith. Jesus was saving people all along just fine without my help. It was wrong of me to think that God needed my help in order to love and forgive and bring people to new life, because God has been doing that in Jesus Christ for centuries. It was also wrong of other Christians to make me believe that I needed to save people, because that is Christ's job. Christ alone. I believe that we are indeed sentinels, just like the prophet Ezekiel was. But it was not the sentinel's job to save anyone. His only responsibility was to blow the horn so that the people could realize what was happening. He was to proclaim a warning to the people so that they might recognize the forces that were moving around him and around them. Whereas I had overinterpreted the sentinel's role to be a hero who saved an entire nation of God's chosen, single-handedly saving them from destruction. The sentinel's role was actually much more basic than that. Even though heavenly eternal forces were in play, his role was to simply call out, hey everyone, bad things are happening. You should probably leave town. He was only entrusted with this basic message, not with anyone's salvation. Same is true for us today. We are only entrusted with the message, not with anyone else's salvation. Our call as Christians is to bear witness to Jesus Christ and everything that he has done and continues to do in the world. We are called to share our faith and let others know that we believe we are forgiven because Jesus not only died, but also rose again so that we might rise from death with him. How do we do this? If you are in church right now, you are already in the business of bearing witness to your faith. Devoting an hour of your week to sitting on these hard wooden pews, listening to me go on and on and on, week after week. Who does that? People who are bearing witness to their faith in Christ. That's who does this. How you spend your time, your energy, your money shows where you place your value. If you attend church, you are showing others that you care about Jesus who is found within these walls here. If you attend church, you're proclaiming to the world that Jesus is real in your life. You also stand as a sentinel of faith when you live your life as a Christian out in the world. When you volunteer your time, support those in need through ministries like the breadbasket or Shepherd's Table. When you go out of your way to help people, especially when it is inconvenient for you. You show the world that you care about others like God cares for the world. You show that you love others more than yourself. You also stand as a sentinel of faith when you share your faith with others directly. Now, thanks to technology, there are many ways of proclaiming the message online anymore these days that didn't used to be an option. I record my sermons every week and post them to our church website. Feel free to share them. There are Christian podcasts and vlogs and videos in abundance that you can share the message of God's love with a world that is yearning for salvation. There are many ways to share the faith these days. Still, even in this technology-laden time, the most powerful way to stand as a sentinel of faith is to form relationships with people. If your friends don't have a church home, invite them here. All are welcome. If somebody is struggling with things in their life, whether it be at work, in their families, at the bars, wherever, reassure them that they are loved by God no matter what. In this way, we are like the sentinel standing on the city walls, proclaiming the message that death is not the only thing that awaits us all. We proclaim that Christ is alive and loving us every step of the way. And Christ is working to show us that we are loved forever and ever. No matter how good or bad we are at telling others this powerful message. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.